Hello and welcome to Grief as the Gateway to Grace with Sheila Applegate. We're going to do a guided meditation to help you communicate with your loved ones who have crossed over. Find a comfortable place to relax into this meditation and allow your imagination to lead you. As you sit there very relaxed and comfortable, I ask that you take a deep breath in and release. Breathe in love and release fear. Breathe in hope and release doubt. Continue to breathe deeply and rhythmically as you feel your mind and body becoming more and more relaxed. All distracting thoughts float away like puffy white clouds in a bright blue sky. They have no power over you. And as you sit there very relaxed and comfortable, you begin to see, feel, or imagine a beautiful image of a golden rose sun and a bioluminescent blue moon encircled by a ring of light. The golden rose light of the sun and the bioluminescent light of the moon pours downward like liquid golden rose and blue. It begins to enter into the top of your head. You can feel the light, the golden rose and the bioluminescent blue, entering into every cell of your body, harmonizing your physical, emotional, and spiritual bodies, moving into your ears and your inner ears that you hear only the truth, into your eyes and your third eye that you see only the truth. And then that beautiful light pours into your throat, opening the throat center now that you are free to speak the truth with love, grace, and strength. As the light washes over your shoulders, you release now any burdens that you've carried for other people. You thought that you took them in love, but now you remember. Release them into the oneness. The light moves down your arms and into your hands, that all those you touch will feel the healing vibration of divine love. And then that light enters your heart, pouring into every chamber, every crevice, every shadow, even those spaces deep within your heart that you kept hidden, feeling that they were unworthy of love. They are now filled with a beautiful, unconditional love of the God and the Goddess. And then the light pours downward, just below your rib cage. This is your solar plexus, where all of your emotions are harmonized. Allow the light to bring your emotions into harmony now, that you are free to experience the full spectrum of emotion with love and grace. And then the light pours into your midsection, your first and second chakras. This is your creation center. Whether you are male or female in this lifetime, this is your sacred womb where all of your truest dreams and desires are made manifest. Allow the light to ignite your creation center now. And then that light continues downward through your legs and into the earth. And you place your attention on your tailbone, where you watch that light pouring out your tailbone and down into the earth, layer upon layer upon layer, into the very fire core of our Mother Earth. The flame of God within our Mother Earth rises up in all of its magnetic energy, harmonizing and expanding the vibrations as it moves through our Earth to the space beneath your tailbone, and then entering back in through the tailbone. It ignites that creation center, bringing with it every molecule necessary for you to create the physical expression of your truest desires in form. Feel the energy pouring towards you as you receive the support of the universe. And then that light expands outward until every cell of your body is resting in the harmony of heaven and earth as one. You can feel the tingling vibration as every cell is vibrant with perfection and love. Just rest into that for a moment. And now allow your attention to expand ever so slightly until you imagine a beautiful, vibrant field of flowers all around you. Colors of flowers that you have never seen before. Such vibrant beauty. The sky is pristine blue. The grasses are vibrant green. You can see purple snow-capped mountains in the distance. And to your left, you see a beautiful aqua green ocean with foamy white waves. As you imagine yourself in this space, you notice that you look very much like you do every day on Earth, but you are more healthy, vibrant, full of life. You are all that you imagine yourself to be. In this space, there are no limits. You can fly or walk or jump to the height of the sky. You are free. Beyond the limits of gravity, allow yourself to play in this new vibration. Feel the energy of it. Let your imagination lead you. And then, as you are getting used to this space and knowing the freedom and enjoyment, you see someone is coming near you. Notice them. It is one of your loved ones. It is the loved one that you have called for today. He or she may come to you in a form that is similar to the way that they were on Earth, or they may be different. They may look similar but more vibrant, just like you do. Or they may look like pure light. Whatever way they wish to show themselves to you today, welcome them. Do not question whether they are who you think they are. You recognize them from your heart, from your knowing. And you are happy to be in their space. It's okay if you also feel a little grief, if the seeing them here creates a longing. That's natural. But remember, you are here with them now, and let that feeling fade away so that you can play together. Embrace them. Show them around this beautiful, vibrant land. Play with them. Talk to them. They may answer by giving you images, thoughts, or pictures. You may hear their voice in your head or a knowing in your heart. You may question if it's your imagination, but follow it no matter what. For this is the gateway to the grace of your union, the beginning of your relationship in spirit. You will have many more visits, much more time to trust in the truth of what is happening. But for today, just play. Allow it to be what it is. Experience the beauty that your imagination leads you to. In the silence, allow yourself to commune and to play, to receive and to share. Remember to let them be who they are now. Let them grow, even as you let yourself grow in this moment. You will come back here many times to visit this loved one and many more. You will carry them in your heart and you will open the dialogue to let your relationship live again. Tell them that you will see them and feel them soon. Carry them in your mind's eye and in your heart. And even as your attention is in this space, allow yourself now to shift your attention back to your physical body, where you feel every cell of your body harmonizing with all that has happened here in this space. And then open your eyes. Even with your eyes opened, as you look around the room, you can still feel, sense, and imagine that beautiful field, your loved one standing with you. You feel it in every cell of your body, and you allow yourself to rest your attention both in the field with your loved one and in the room that you are sitting. If you choose, you may bring your loved one along with you throughout the day. Continue the conversation in your mind's eye. Or you may choose to leave them here in the garden, the meadow, the field of flowers, and return to them with your attention whenever you wish. It is your choice. You will decide together and with love. We give thanks.